You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. World of Work.
It's time for our World of Work now, and today we're discussing disclosing illness or health conditions in the workplace. Should you be disclosing an illness, even if it hasn't affected your work yet? Whether we're talking about the condition of depression, whether it's epilepsy, maybe HIV, any condition or illness. Some people worry that they may face stigma once they disclose their condition. So I want us to discuss the kind of information that your employer is entitled to. And if your diagnosis, for instance, doesn't affect your work, should you disclose it, right? And what are the consequences of only disclosing your illness or your condition when you are being fired for performance reasons? Would it be a factor at the time, or would it be too late? If you want to, I saw some of you send some WhatsApp messages already during the open line when I was telling you what's coming up, that this is a conversation we're going to have at 11 o'clock. So send us those messages on 0727021702. If you want to call, maybe you've got a question, maybe you want to share your experience, you can do so on 011-883-0702 as well. Sandile July is a director and labor law specialist at Workmen's Attorneys. Sandile, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you making time to guide us through this discussion. Let's start just with what options are available. First of all, is it a choice to disclose a personal condition at work to your employer?
Yes, it is indeed a choice. There is no obligation, legally or otherwise, that you disclose to your employer your health conditions.
So should you? Is it advisable to do that? Because you're not compelled to, it's an option you have. Is it advisable to just disclose that on the onset, or should you wait, for instance, until that condition, that illness starts affecting your work?
Clement, the reason that may force you as an employee to disclose, one would be when you want your situation to be accommodated by the employer. Because there is no employer who can accommodate your condition when doesn't know what is it exactly that you have. And the second part is when you take leave, because you can't constantly take leave, and as an employer, the employer doesn't know what is wrong with an employee, because you don't know how long this person is going to be absent from work. Do you need to replace this person, or do you need a temp for 1 month or 2 months? So you need to know. So at some point, hence there will be, although you are not obligated, but the circumstances may force you as an employee to disclose to the employer.
I imagine some employees may worry that, should they disclose whatever condition they have, they may face some kind of stigma or discrimination, you know, once that condition has been disclosed. So making that decision can really be daunting. How can employees approach that conversation with confidence?
Yeah, you don't want to start with HR. The people at HR, they are sworn to secrecy. These are the people who should be trusted, that when they are told information of whatever nature, including the salary, that is why an HR person cannot disclose how much you earn to anybody else. So the same with the sickness. If an employee goes to HR and disclose in confidence what is wrong with his or her condition, the HR people should keep that information within themselves. It should not be disclosed. And any person who discloses that information should be then disciplined.
I'm going to be taking some of calls from our listeners. Some have questions coming through on the WhatsApp line, so I'll be taking that shortly. But just speak us through, because you've mentioned now the way that employees can approach this conversation with a lot of confidence with their employers. If an employee doesn't disclose, but then it gets to a point where they are disciplined or they are fired for performance reasons, Is it too late at the time, or can that condition be a factor? If it is, on the side of the employee, the reason why there were performance failures.
Yeah, that might be too late. Because now you are using a condition for not performing, which the employer did not even know. It could be a mitigating factor, depending on whether the employer, your performance, how bad were you performing. If the performance is continuing to be bad and you failed to disclose, then it would be too late by then to disclose. So that's why it is always advisable, so that the employer can accommodate you.
I've got a message from a listener here who says, good morning. This topic is so important to me. My own experience is that I got dismissed when I was undergoing treatment or surgery for endometriosis and fibroids. I was then told that I never disclosed these conditions. 2 years later, I'm still seeking justice for this case. Your assistance would be greatly appreciated. Is there any recourse for this listener who says, I didn't disclose, but when I was undergoing the surgery, I was told I never disclosed these conditions on the onset. This listener seems to be saying that 2 years later, they're still seeking justice on this case.
The thing is, I don't know why would the employer say you never disclose from the onset, because those questions cannot be asked. You can't ask at the point of employing a person the health status of that person. Because if you end up not taking that person, it would mean that you didn't take because of the health condition, which is discriminatory. But the employer can ask you the question after employing you, so that to be able to accommodate you. I'm not sure whether the dismissal here would have been based on the condition itself, or it would have been based on, remember, you can also terminate on the basis of ill health. So if you terminate on the basis of ill health, is because the person is not available to render services. He has finished his or her leave, and the employer would have given maybe even more over and above the sick leave that we're entitled to. Of course, the employer cannot wait forever for you to come back. It is at that point that the employer would be allowed to terminate, not because you are sick. I know it sounds academic, not because you are sick, but because you are not available to render the services that you are contracted for.
Yes. What about other conditions like pregnancy? So if you go for an interview, must you divulge whether or not you are pregnant, for instance? Or is that, as you say, employer can't ask you these health conditions during the... Is it something that you then disclose once you are employed?
Pregnancy, you have to.
You
have to pregnancy, because the reason why you have to disclose, the employer must, in terms of the act, I think basic conditions, must release you from work at a certain point of your pregnancy. So that is why you are obligated to disclose, and you must take maternity leave. So it has to be disclosed.
I'm going to take a quick ad break. When we come back, I'll go to the lines on 011-883-0702. As we continue this discussion with Sandile July, who is the director and labor law specialist at Workmen's Attorneys. Your WhatsApps on 072-702-1702. If you have a question, or you want to share your experience about how maybe you were mistreated at work, right, or discriminated because you disclosed your condition, whatever it is, the condition that you have, how has that disclosure affected even your working relationship? How has your manager dealt with it? I'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. Send us a voice note or an SMS. It's 16 after 11.
702. World of Work.
19 minutes after 11 o'clock, it's our World of Work feature, and we're discussing disclosing illness or health conditions in the workplace. Should you be disclosing an illness, even if it doesn't yet affect your work. Sandile July has been guiding us through this discussion, and I want to hear what your experiences are. Have you shared this kind of information with your employer? And what have been the consequences for disclosing this kind of information? Whatever condition you have that you've disclosed, did you notice that there are just differences in how you are treated, on how your employer has dealt with it? Diru, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. Now, I just wanted to find out, especially on pregnant women, to declare, is it not going to cause any discriminatory issues with the declaration of being pregnant rather than them giving you leave, because anyway, it's a right.
Yeah. Okay. Diru, let me put that to Sandile. Thank you. Sandile, Diru in Pretoria asking about the disclosing that you are pregnant. Isn't it discriminatory?
It is not, Clement, because, like I said, you are required as the employer to give the employee who's pregnant leave. And how are you going to do that as an employer? Mm. And you are also required to give an employee who's pregnant to make sure that he or she does light jobs. So how are you going to do that?
When you don't
because
know.
When the person does not disclose. There's issue also of, because that leave is compulsory and UIF pays for that, or the employer can pay the full salary. If not, pay less salary than the UIF comes in. The example that I can give, where an employee disclosed before she was employed of disclosed pregnancy, I think it was the COO of Woolworths.
Mm.
And when she disclosed that pregnancy, the Woolworths said, no, they can't take that person. And the reason being, they needed the COO urgently. So then the person went to court and challenged that it was based on discrimination. And the court finally came to the conclusion with the LAC when you look at the circumstances, that Woolworths wanted a person on an urgent basis. Therefore, the failure to appoint her was not only based on pregnancy. It was because the person was required urgently.
Mm. Yeah, yes. Okay. Here's a voice note that's come through.
Hi, Clement. I've got attention deficit disorder and I'm a technician, and yeah, I don't think I'll ever disclose to anybody. They think that it affects my work in a way that I work very slow. Sometimes I forget stuff, and really, I don't really want somebody or an employer to know that this is what I'm going through or this is what I have.
And Sandile, that would disadvantage them, right? If they were to disclose to an employer that this is the condition I have, attention deficit disorder, I mean, it leads to me working slow, it makes me sometimes I forget stuff, that would count against him. How do you advise him in this case?
I don't think so, Clement. In case, I think it would be even more detrimental if now he were to forget things and that causes damage or causes the employer to lose money, and then only to use that as a defense. So that defense may not work. But if you disclose, there is no employer, in fact, even if they do, that would be wrong. The employers, in terms of the act, are not supposed to dismiss you because of medical condition. Simple. If you've got a medical condition, the employer must see to it how that employer accommodates you.
And in an event that your employer fails to make accommodations for that condition, what avenues then are available?
Then there's a medical boarding then. If there can't be any accommodation, because you must look for all the alternatives to accommodate that employee. If you can't, then you must look for, there must be a medical boarding. But to just dismiss simply because a person has got medical condition. That's not allowed in our law.
Yeah. Any reflections on this? Dikeledi just sent me a tweet on says, for occupational health purposes, one has to disclose his medical condition in case there are occupational hazards that he'll be exposed to that might exacerbate his illness, e.g. if you're epileptic and you're expected to work at heights.
That's also true. And also, Clement, for other employees as well, safety risk issues. For instance, you might be taking a medication because of depression. We don't know what the effects of this medication. And the employer has to be aware of those things. And all employees are entitled to a safe environment at work. And therefore, the employer must make sure that employee, in case that the medication makes that employee to behave differently. So you need to know. So there are a number of issues that may require the employee to disclose, also to his or her advantage, actually, as opposed to there's no reasonable employer who can dismiss an employee just because you are sick.
Yeah. All right. Here's another voice note.
Morning, Bro Clement. Thanks for the show. I've got a friend of mine who's diabetic. He's working for a restaurant. So sometimes he would go to the bathroom in an urgent situation whereby he doesn't have the time to look for the manager and ask to go to the bathroom. So he recently went to the bathroom. He was accused of deserting his post, and then he was immediately suspended. He went for a hearing, and then after the hearing, he was made to sign a final written warning. And after that, recently now, he's just been cut off from the shifts. He only gets 2 shifts a week. And it surprises me because this guy works, he only earns tips. He doesn't have a monthly salary. So I feel that's discrimination to my friend.
Sure, yeah. Sandile, reflections on that? Yeah.
There are a number of issues there, Clement. One of the issues is that I'm not sure whether the employer, the manager, was aware of this condition. And it would seem that once they became aware, hence he received a final written warning. But in order to accommodate him, they will have to accommodate him. I'm not sure about the shift issues, though, whether the reducing of shift addresses the issue, because that could be unfair. But the employer is obligated to accommodate the person based on that person's conditions. For instance, if a person is serving people and then is not going to be able to serve those people because he has to frequently visit the toilet, then it would mean that that person can be asked to wash dishes.
Yeah.
So, as a way of accommodating that person.
Mule, you're calling us from Mondio. Good morning.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. First time caller on your show, but always a listener.
Welcome.
Yes. I just want to find out. I've got a problem. I've got a chronic insomnia. I sleep around 1 o'clock, and then I can wake up around 8 o'clock. So I'm fresh to work in the afternoon. Can I declare it at work, or will I be discriminated?
Thanks,
I'm listening on the radio.
Thanks, Mule. In Mondio. Sandile, can Mule declare chronic insomnia, and maybe arrangements can be made?
Yes, I think it is best that she declares. And so that the employer can accommodate that situation. Because if you declare later after the damage has been done, she might lose her job.
Yeah, or maybe one day you arrive.
Have avoided that.
So maybe one day you arrive late at work, and when you're explaining that the reason is because you suffer from chronic insomnia, you wake up late, and then you've missed an opportunity because you didn't really declare that in the beginning. So what I'm getting then, as we wrap up, Sandile, is that you're not forced to declare any condition, but it's advisable that you do that, especially if there are chances that condition may affect your work.
Your work, definitely.
Yeah, because if you only disclose it when you are facing performance failures and disciplinary hearings in that regard, then that's going to count against you because it's not going to be a factor because it's only coming up now when you are being disciplined for performance failures.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sandile. Thank you so much for making time on the World of Work this morning and guiding us through this discussion. Sandile July is a director and labor law specialist at Workmen's Attorneys. I hope you, just like I am, understand much better about the kind of information that your employer is entitled to and the kind of health-related information you should or you're advisable to disclose from the onset.